It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from St. Joseph. The MIAA schedule continues tonight as Northwest Missouri State matches up with their rivals Missouri Western here at the Looney Complex on the Missouri Western campus. And John, a place that is very familiar for us and Bearcat fans alike.
Well, I tell you what, in the past month, I think this is game 6 and 7 between the various sports that's been played here on this campus. Of course, football was down here to wrap up the regular season, and you had a couple of classics. The men's team played twice down here already. Then the women's team just over Thanksgiving break had a couple games as well. So this is almost Northwest campus south to a certain degree coming into today's action.
And for the basketball teams, their first time playing Missouri Western here in this field house as this is an MIAA matchup. We'll be back with more from St. Joseph right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back in St. Joseph, getting ready for Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western with the women's matchup to lead off. John, this Missouri Western team, a good record coming in, but Northwest maybe catching them at a decent time. They did start the year with one of the players they thought was going to be one of their top players. Tear her ACL, she's been out, but one of their starters, Katrina Roenfeld, broke her hand in Saturday's ball game right there early in the start. A couple of their other players are hobbled with injuries, but still playing. Knee injuries, ankle injuries, Malia Richardson is one of those. So maybe if Northwest can take a little bit of advantage of that, come out, play well here, you never know what we'll see here in St. Joe.
I think you couple that with the fact that Northwest probably coming off one of their best performances of the year, despite the fact that it was a loss Saturday against Central Oklahoma. They did a lot of things well in that game, led throughout much of it, just couldn't finish it off. But hopefully they can build a little bit on that momentum and come in and take advantage of facing a hobbled Missouri Western team this afternoon and evening.
Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, the matchup. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Scheel. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. more at BombleyAuto.com, or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, joining us now is Northwest women's head coach Buck Shield. Coach, the other day you guys had a close ball game in an MIAA game. I know you didn't eventually come out with the win, but what can your team take away from that matchup?
Well, hopefully, you know, the girls can just understand that, you know, if we go out and we compete and we can carry out a game plan and execute that game plan, you know, we can play with a lot of teams, and it's just getting that mentality to attack the game, you know, head on, and understand what you're getting yourself into, understand what your job is within our game plan, and just go out and do it.
You know, people don't realize, I think, sometimes just how deep the game of basketball goes. Obviously, they know there's the X's and O's. While there's that, the mental game that you're talking about, right now, where is that with the team, where your team is at? Where is that right now, leaning more mental, more X's and O's, that sort of thing?
Well, obviously you have to have a good combination of both. And, you know, I think them experiencing that game on Saturday was a good, you know, a positive reality check that showed them that they are fully capable. Now it's just fine-tuning those things, getting more production out of maybe some people that we didn't get production out of, and just, you know, really everybody just understanding their job. And, you know, that's where a lot of their on-court confidence has to come from, is, you know, they have to be confident in knowing what their job is and how to do that job, as far as our preparation with practice and scouts and things like that, and then just going out and carrying out that job.
We talked about confidence a couple of times. Obviously, you've got a lot of true freshmen that are playing that have come from successful programs. How delicate of a balance is that, making sure you're improving while also keeping their confidence as high as possible?
Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment for them, because, you know, the biggest thing that they're really finding out is, you know, the little things that you can get away with at the high school level, they don't carry over to the Division II level, as well as just the MIAA. And so, you know, if you're relaxing on offense or on defense, or you want to not box out or not grab the ball, you're going to get exposed. Your team is going to get exposed. And so, you know, I think them starting to understand that with just some of the drill work we've been doing and the things that we've discussed, as well as seeing things on film, you know, kind of, you know, should hopefully give them that confidence that, you know what, I can do that. And then they just, at the end of the day, though, they got to go out and do it.
How big of an adjustment, or is there an adjustment at all, for young players? Usually they get a chance to grow into the program. program, sit through games, that sort of thing. But you're going to a longer ball game, and that's kind of what we saw the other night. You had a lead for a lot of that ball game, but is that also something that they have to kind of adjust to early?
Yeah, you know, that definitely takes its toll. And I think it, you know, those, you know, at the college level, the other thing that they have to understand too, and we're learning, is just how important those possessions are. And you have to maximize every possession, do your job every possession, and stay consistent. And you know, with having, you know, several young kids on the floor all the time throughout the game, you know, it takes some time, but then they also have to continue to, you know, advance themselves and not just think, well, it's okay if I don't do it once in a while because I am a freshman or because I am coming off the bench and things like that. So, you know, I think the more we can continue to just grow as basketball players and grow as a team, you know, things are definitely going to keep improving.
This Missouri Western team, so far their only loss this year to Drury. What are you seeing out of this team?
Well, just like, you know, Coach Edmondson's teams in the past, they're a very aggressive, physical defensive team. They're going to put a lot of ball pressure out on the perimeter. Bigs inside are going to make you work for position. Offensively, they're really aggressive. They get to the basket. They've got some kids that can shoot the ball really well. And so, you know, scout is obviously very important in regards to personnel and understanding, you know, what they're running offensively. With them this year, they're running a lot more sets, you know, kind of controlling the offense more, where in the past couple of years they've been more of a dribble drive motion team. And so to prepare for a team that runs and executes a lot of sets is pretty difficult. So what we did is we just tried to, you know, really kind of break down the majority of their sets that they do run with, that all have, you know, similar actions, and just really focus on those actions. And, you know, for us defensively against them, we just have to make sure that we, you know, keep the ball out of the paint, give them one opportunity, make sure that we are boxing out, rebounding every possession. And offensively, just making sure that we're getting the ball to people when they're open with sharp, crisp passes, handling the pressure, and just limiting our turnovers. Because this is a team that they can put together a 10-0 run real quick just by turnovers in the backcourt. So, you know, I think for us coming into this game, we should be somewhat more comfortable than we have been in the past. But on the other hand, you know, this is their first conference game at Missouri Western for all of our new kids. And so, you know, that was one thing I talked about today after Shukran, is just embrace the atmosphere, embrace the crowd, and embrace the, you know, the competition against them with it being a, you know, rivalry game, and just go out and just have fun and love it, because you're getting that opportunity to play in this type of atmosphere.
That's Buck Scheel, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
St. Joseph, as we take a look at the starting lineups for Missouri Western. Aaron Anderson is a 5'7 senior out of St. Louis. Brittany Atkins, a 5'9 junior from Kansas City, leading the team in scoring, averaging 14.5 points a game. Jesse Davies, a 6'2" junior from Watford, England. Malia Richardson at 5'4". She is a junior from Cameron. She is their leading rebounder, pulling down 26 a game, and leading assists with 26 so far this year. And Dosu Ndai, a 6'2" junior out of Senegal. For Northwest, Jalen Haggard, the 5'5 freshman from here in St. Joseph. Mallory McConkie, a 5'9 freshman from Guilford. Mallory McAndrews from St. Joe. Tanya Meyer and Kalani Maiava. When we come back, we'll have the tip of tonight's matchup between Northwest and Missouri Western. Right after this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Housing Company.
Back in St. Joseph, we're just about set for the matchup between Northwest Missouri State's women and Missouri Western. Our pregame segment's underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Also brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Doubleheader coming your way tonight, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, as the Bearcat women will be wearing their robe black and green uniforms. Western, of course, in the home white, black, and gold, and a good Bearcat crowd on hand, which is never a surprise anywhere we go. But here taking in an MIAA rivalry matchup here tonight, very early in the conference season. The Northwest women come in with a 1-7 record overall. They are 0-2 in the MIAA after that close loss to Northeastern State. For Missouri Western, 7-1 overall. They are 2-0 in the MIAA. That one loss to Drury University so far this year. But, again, the injuries have been mounting for this Missouri Western team here over the last couple of weeks of the season. So we'll see if Northwest will be able to take advantage of that. They've got the starters introduced. Northwest heading out toward midcourt, waiting for Missouri Western. And getting the start, Kehlani Ma'ava, as we mentioned just a moment ago. It's going to be her third start of the season. So far, three Bearcats have started every ball game: Tanya Meyer, Mallory McConkie, and Jalen Haggard. And this is the third for Ma'ava and for Mallory McAndrews. It'll be her sixth start of the young season.
I really like the look of the Bearcats with Meyer in the starting lineup. They have her inside with Meyer, and that just gives you a little bit more inside presence than what they had early in the season.
She'll be across from Dosu Ndai to get this one started. Ball's in the air, and the tip controlled by Western. They'll go from our right to left in this first half. Running the point is Malia Richardson, again hobbled by a right ankle injury. She's between the circles. Over to the right side, Erin Anderson. Into the corner, Brittany Atkins. Atkins looking inside for a cutter. Nothing there. It swings around to Richardson left side. Now to the baseline. Ndai tried to go inside. The ball knocked away and out of bounds. Jesse Davies couldn't get to it before Mallory McConkie got a hand on it. 11 seconds on the shot clock, and Missouri Western will inbound on their own baseline. Richardson steps out to trigger it in. Does so to Davies. Davies with the dribble. Kicks it out left wing for Atkins. Now between the circles, Anderson, five on the shot clock. She gets a screen, launches the three, and hits it top of the key. Erin Anderson with the first point for this ball game. Northwest Missouri State with their first possession. Some pressure in the backcourt from Malia Richardson against Jalen Haggard. Now she swats the ball away and gets a steal. We'll work it ahead to Anderson. Anderson double dribbles with the basketball before going up for the wide open layup. So Northwest will get it right back. Man-to-man full court pressure coming from Missouri Western. Haggard across midcourt on the right side this time. Richardson trying to swat at the basketball, doesn't get it. McConkie on the right wing. Bounce pass into Meyer. Through the lane she goes. Out to the top of the key, McAndrews. On to the left, Haggard. Haggard started a drive, now backs up with it. Kicks it across right side, McAndrews. Nine on the shot clock. McAndrews with a crossover. Bounce pass to Ma'ava. Ten-footer from the baseline, no good. And the rebound to Erin Anderson for Missouri Western. Quickly ahead to Richardson. Through the lane, layup off the glass. Good for Malia Richardson. So it's a 5-0 lead for Missouri Western. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 8:31 to play in the first quarter. Haggard on the left wing. Spins, brings it middle of the floor. Now over to the right side, McConkie. She goes on the drive, up with the layup right side, too strong, rebound tip, Ma'ava comes down with it, dribbles, her follow hits the bottom of the backboard, and this time Missouri Western out of there with it. Erin Anderson will get the outlet ahead to Richardson. Kick out right side goes to Atkins, now top of the key three from Davies is good, and Missouri Western red hot with a couple of threes and a layup. It's an 8-0 lead for the Griffins. 2 minutes into this game, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Haggard out between the circles, McConkie. McConkie gets a screen from Ma'ava. over to the left wing with it. Now back to Ma'ava. She'll put up a three, top of the key. That air ball goes out of bounds, and Missouri Western will get it back.
No one inside the rebound either on that sequence.
8-0 lead for the Griffins. 7:40 to play in the first quarter. Malia Richardson across midcourt with the dribble. Scopes out the defense. Fires the dribble, works it over to the left side on the wing for Atkins. Now to the high post. Ndai tried to go down the lane, and now a held ball as both Ma'ava and McAndrews get their hand on the basketball, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. Some full court pressure from the Griffins. Inbound to Haggard. She'll dribble it up against Atkins. Gets a screen from Meyer. Now we'll set the offense. Works it toward the middle of the floor with the dribble. Gets the screen from Ma'ava. Now a bounce pass to her. Pick and roll over to Meyer. Into the right corner, McAndrews. McAndrews brings it top of the key. Over to Haggard, left side. In the corner, McConkey. She'll drive with it. Into the middle of the lane. Up with the runner. And that one's off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Jesse Davies from Missouri Western. Outlet to Richardson. She'll work it to the left wing, Anderson. Back to Richardson. Swings around right side, Atkins. Into the corner, a three on the way from Davies. That one well short, but Richardson right there for the rebound. Now to a cutting Atkins. Shot up, in and out, no good. Rebound and follow by Ndai, no good. And this time Ma'ava comes out of there with the rebound for Northwest. Their Cats slow it down a bit as Mia Stillman gets set to check in for the Cats. Now Haggard over to the right side for Meyer. Meyer uses a screen from Ma'ava. Gets to the free throw line. Now tried to get it to McAndrews on a backdoor cut, but it's knocked away by Brittany Atkinson out of bounds, and Mia Stillman will check in for Ma'ava for Coach Buck Shield. 12 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 6:24 to play in the first quarter. 8-0. Missouri Western's lead over Northwest. Inbound to McConkey, left side. Now on the wing, Stillman. One dribble. Meyer top of the key. She'll go on a drive. Up with the layup right side. It's good for Tanya Meyer. First points of the game for Northwest. 8-2 the lead for Missouri Western. Richardson between the circles. Right side, Atkins. Dribbles toward the corner. Trying to get somebody to flash to the high post. Can't. It swings around left side. Anderson, a three on the way, and that's good. Erin Anderson with her second three of the game. She had just eight on the season coming into tonight. And it's 11-2. Missouri Western with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 5:47 to play in the first quarter. Haggard on the drive. The runner on the left side, no good. Rebound to Ndai. Ndai working it ahead to Richardson in fast break mode. Right side, Atkins, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Mallory McAndrews will chase it down out on the perimeter. Give it up for Jalen Haggard. See a very up-tempo game out of Missouri Western here early on as Haggard works it over to the right side. Now to Stillman, top of the key, a three on the way, and she banks it. Mia Stillman with her third three of the season. It's an 11-5 game. Missouri Western with a lead in the basketball. 5:10 to play in the first quarter. Over to the right side for Atkins. Now to Davies. Swings into the left corner for Anderson. Richardson. Now to Atkins. Looks at the high post. Ndai drives. Layup left side. No good. Rebound. Anderson kicks it out right side. Now it comes top of the key to Atkins, and she'll knock down the three.
And Missouri Western came into this game 14th in the MIAA in three-pointers made, but they are red hot at the start of this one.
So far, they've got four. 14-5 game. And now the ball knocked away from Haggard again by Richardson. It is picked up by Western. And Brittany Atkins this time gets the open layup. She has 5 points and a timeout for Northwest Missouri State. 4:30 to play in the first quarter. 16-5 the lead for Missouri Western over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.O. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Bearcats with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Macy Williams checks into the ball game for Coach Buck Shiel. Kehlani Maiava back into the game as well. Williams trying to throw a pass on a backdoor cut to Mallory McAndrews. It goes by her and out of bounds. So Western with it. On the left side, Anderson brings it top of the key over to Richardson on the right side. Now she'll give it up to Atkins. Down in the right corner, a trap on and die up to Richardson. Left side, Anderson, a three on the way. In and out, no good. And the rebound, Mallory McConkey able to fight it away from and die. Northwest with possession, 16-5 to lead for Missouri Western. Williams left side, Maiava. Now to Stillman. Stillman on the drive and a hand check foul. Going to be called against Jesse Davies. It'll be her first, team's first. And in for Missouri Western comes Kashara Scott, along with Sarah Ledbetter. And an inbound coming for Northwest, baseline right, 3:44 to play in the first quarter. Williams with a bounce pass into Maiava on the block. A couple of dribbles into the lane, goes up with the left hand. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Ledbetter the rebound for Missouri Western. Now to Richardson, skip it across onto the left side. Atkins lobs it inside. Ledbetter, turn, shot off the front of the rim. The rebound and the follow is good for Kashara Scott. First points for Scott, 20-5 the lead for Missouri Western. No, it is 18-5 game, 18-5. Western up, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Maiava tries to throw a pass over to the left side for McConkey, who had cut toward the baseline, so it sails out of bounds. Now Jalen Haggard back into the game for Northwest. Kylie Coleman also will check in for Northwest. Savannah Lentz into the game for the Griffins. 18-5 lead for Missouri Western. They've come out with the hot shooting hand to start this game. Richardson works it over to the left side for Atkins. Now back over to Richardson. Right wing three on the way. That's too strong. Lentz with the rebound underneath. She'll dribble out of there with it for Missouri Western. Between the circles for Richardson. Now over to Lentz on the right side. Back to Richardson. On to the left for Atkins. Top of the key it goes. Scott works the right side. Lentz. Down in the corner, Richardson. High post to Scott. Kick out left side. Atkins will take a three. That's off the back of the rim. Lentz with a rebound at the free throw line. So she's come into the game and just got two offensive rebounds on this possession for the Griffins. Lentz will take the pass over on the right wing, guarded by McConkey. Gets a screen from Scott with one dribble. Now works it left side to Richardson. Takes a pass in the corner. Skips it back over to the right side. Lentz in the right corner. Takes the three and knocks it down. 10th three-pointer of the season for Savannah Lentz. 21-5 the lead for Missouri Western. Northwest Missouri State with it. Haggard closely guarded by Richardson. Now to Kylie Coleman. Now picked up by Richardson on a switch. Over to the left side, McConkey. Right side, Haggard. Into the corner, Coleman. Coleman drives. Top of the key, Stillman. Shot fake. Now on the drive. Goes up with the shot. No good. And a blocking foul. Malia Richardson tried to step up and get an offensive foul call against Northwest. Instead, will pick up her first. Team second, 1:51 to play in the first quarter, and Mia Stillman will step to the line for two for the Bearcats. 21-5 the lead for Missouri Western. First free throw is good for Stillman. 4 points in the early going for Stillman. She averages three a game. Tanya Meyer back on the floor for Northwest as Kehlani Maiava heads to the sideline. Manaya Timpson, one of two players from New Zealand on this team, into the ball game for Missouri Western. Now we have one of the officials over at the scorer's table checking on something with the official scorebook.
Foul and change for Lentz, number one, to Richardson.
change to who they called the foul on. As the second free throw goes for Stillman. So 7 now for Northwest. They trail it 21-7 to Missouri Western. Pass over to the right side, sails out of bounds. Simpson was looking for Brittany Atkins, and she had cut toward the basket. So it goes out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will get it back with 1:42 to play in the first quarter. Over to the right side. Stillman brings the top of the key now to the left for McConkie. Back to Stillman on the baseline. 17-footer on the way, no good. Rebound tapped out by Coleman and chased down by McConkie. Now McConkie has it knocked out of her hands. Lentz goes to the floor after it. McConkie will get her hand on the basketball. Get the held ball call. Possession will go to Missouri Western with Mallory McAndrews checking back in for Northwest. 1:20 to go in the first quarter. 21-7 lead for the Griffins. Cross midcourt. Now a whistle away from the ball. Oh, the shot clock has not started. So they're going to have to set the shot clock at probably 26-ish, I would guess. One official goes over to the scorer's table.
The time is reset at 1:16.
Right on the nose.
Yep, there we go. And they also bring 4 seconds off the game clock. The game clock didn't start either, so we take 4 seconds off of both. So an inbound for Missouri Western, taken by Timpson. Between the circles, now to the top of the key, finds Anderson. The high post, Scott, turns wide open underneath as Sarah Ledbetter. Ledbetter hits the layup. And it's 23-7, Missouri Western over Northwest Missouri State. Minutes of play in the first quarter as Haggard dribbles right side, now to Stillman. Stillman toward the right corner for Coleman. Now to the high post, Stillman, and we're going to have a foul call against Tanya Meyer, pushing Savannah Lentz to the floor. That'll be the first on Meyer. First foul against Northwest as well. With 52 seconds to play in the first quarter, Missouri Western will bring it up the floor. Timpson to the high post for Scott. At the right elbow, takes the dribble. Up with the 10-footer off the back of the rim. Rebound tip. But a foul call on Aaron Anderson going over the back to tip that. Actually, I think he signaled 10. Nope, he is going to signal double zero. That'll be the first on Anderson, third team foul against Missouri Western. And Haggard will take the inbound with 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. Haggard across midcourt with it. Looking it over to the left side. Now gets a screen from Meyer to the right. Meyer, top of the key with it. Puts it on the floor. Now back out to Haggard. Haggard to Meyer. Meyer wanting to take a three, but it's not there. Now it's taken away. Mania Timpson with the steal. And Timpson tries to throw a no-look pass to Anderson right side. She didn't expect it. Through her hands and out of bounds. Northwest will get it back as Malia Richardson will come back into the game and take the place of Timpson. 14.8 seconds to play in the first quarter. 23-7 the lead for Missouri Western. Now Haggard gets a screen at midcourt, kicks it out. Meyer, top of the key three on the way. It's off the front of the rim. Long rebound near the sideline, chased down by Kashara Scott. Now Meyer knocks it loose, but won't catch up to it before the end of the first quarter with our score 23-7. Missouri Western leading the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
And we're back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State. We'll start the second quarter with the basketball. 23-7, the lead for Missouri Western over Northwest. Tanya Meyer looking to inbound, does to Stillman. Stillman will give it up for Haggard. Great Western playing very high-pressure defense tonight. Haggard between the circles with it. On to the left side for Stillman on the wing. Looks in at Meyer posting up. Meyer has it knocked away but chases it down. Gets it to McAndrews, top of the key. On to the right for Haggard. Haggard will start a drive. 10 on the shot clock to Coleman in the corner. Top of the key for McAndrews. Couple of dribbles for her. Back to Coleman. A three-pointer on the way. Right corner. Good for Kylie Coleman. First three is the Bearcat for Kylie Coleman. Makes it a 23-10 game. Missouri Western with the lead in the basketball. Richardson between the circles and away from the ball. We've got a foul call. This will go against Mia Stillman. The first on Stillman, first against Northwest in the second quarter. So an inbound on the baseline right for Missouri Western. 9:18 to play in the first half. Savannah Lentz with the inbound into the right corner. Goes to and die. Now out to Richardson between the circles. Anderson, left side. Dribbles with it on the wing. Now gives it up for Scott between the circles. Richardson. Richardson wants a screen from Scott. Got it. Tries to drive. Shot over Meyer. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And it will be off of Scott and belong to Northwest Missouri State. On for Missouri Western, Jesse Davies, along with Brittany Atkins. 13-point lead for Missouri Western with 8:57 to play in the first half. Meyer looking to inbound against full court pressure, and she can't. A five count. We'll give it back to the Griffins. So they'll inbound on their own baseline. Left side of the floor. Richardson will step out to trigger it in. Lobs it all the way out between the circles to Atkins. Atkins will get a screen. Now on the pick and roll to Ndai. Shot off the glass right side. Good. For Ndai. Ndai. Her first points of the game, and it's a 25-10 lead for Missouri Western over Northwest. Top of the key, Haggard gets the screen from Stillman, gets it to her left side, a three-pointer on the way. That one is short, goes out of bounds, and will belong to Missouri Western. Eight and a half minutes to play in the first half. Leah Richardson slows it up as she crosses midcourt, works it over to the right side for Atkins. Richardson now to the left for Anderson. Anderson on the wing, and then on the backdoor cut underneath Atkins wide open. Hits the layup. That's seven for Atkins. 27-10, the Griffin lead over Northwest Missouri State. Haggard to Mia Stillman. She'll go on a drive with it. Left side, shot blocked away and out of bounds. Blocked by Kishara Scott. And Mallory McConkie back into the ball game for Northwest. Second block of the season. As the inbound comes to Haggard, she gets it to Stillman, 16-footer off the front of the rim. Meyer with the rebound for Northwest. Now gets it between the circles. McAndrews onto the left side. Haggard. Haggard to Stillman between the circles. Wants to go on a drive, and now a whistle. There was a battle down low. Tanya Meyer trying to post up. She was working against Jesse Davies, who commits her second foul. Be the first foul against Western in this second quarter. And now Kishara Scott back into the game, and Davies to the sideline. Haggard looking to inbound to Stillman, right side. Tried to go on the drive and ends up knocking over Malia Richardson. The second time Richardson's tried to draw a charge, the first time it has worked. That'll be the second on Stillman. It's also the second team foul against Northwest. And Mele Tupuwata checks into the lineup for Northwest. Tupuwata takes the place of Stillman. Richardson across midcourt with the dribble. Works it over to the right side. Now to Anderson between the circles. On to the left on the wing for Atkins. Now top of the key, Anderson. Right side of the corner, Richardson takes the three. It's too strong. Rebound tipped around and finally controlled by Tanya Meyer. Tupuwata kept that one alive for the Bearcats. Now Haggard across midcourt with it. Richardson right there the whole way, and again away from the ball. We have a foul call. And this will go against Missouri Western. There's been a heck of a battle in the post. They call the foul on Dosu and Dye. That's going to be her first, team's second. And Macy Williams into the game for Northwest as Haggard will get a breather.
Look, the game's getting a lot more physical inside in the second quarter than what we saw in the first quarter.
Macy Williams looking to inbound right side for McAndrews. Now on the wing, Meyer. Three-pointer on the way. That one is short. And the rebound for Richardson underneath for Missouri Western. Head to Anderson. Anderson on the baseline. Into the left corner. Atkins bobbled the ball. Still thought about a three. Instead, into Scott. Nice look by Scott. And a layup by Ndai over the front of the rim. That's four for Ndai. And it's 29-10 Missouri Western. Williams across midcourt with the dribble. To the top of the key. Over to the left side for McConkey on the wing. McConkey will bring it to the top of the key. Work it right side for McAndrews. McAndrews gets a screen from Meyer. Now over to Williams on the left. Nine on the shot clock. Williams to McConkey on the wing. Gets a screen from Meyer. Brings her top of the key to McAndrews. Open. A three on the way. Good. Nothing but net for Mallory McAndrews. 19th three of the season for McAndrews. The 29-13 game. Missouri Western with the lead in the basketball. 6:14 to play in the first half. Anderson on the left side. Now to the baseline. Ndai tries to drive and draws a foul. Should come on the floor before a shot attempt. And it will. They call it on Mele Tupuwata. First on Tupuwata. Three against Northwest in this second quarter. 6:08 to go in the first half. Inbound on the left side for Scott. And another call away from the ball. And Macy Williams picks up her first. Malia Richardson will inbound again. Baseline left, looking in the lane, up there. Now to Atkins, left corner. She'll try to drive on the baseline. Pass to the high post, Ndai. Now out between the circles, Anderson. She'll drive with it, up with the leaner, and it's good. Aaron Anderson with eight. 31-13, the lead for Missouri Western. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. 5:47 to play in the first half. Macy Williams running the point. It's a screen from Tupuwata. Dribbles to the middle of the floor at the free throw line. Now kicks it out to McAndrews, left side. McAndrews uses a screen from Tupuwata to the top of the key. Marks it right side, McConkey. Down to the baseline, into the lane. Reverse layup, good for Mallory McConkey. First point for McConkey, 31-15. Missouri Western with the lead in the basketball. A three from the left side for Atkins. That one hits the back of the rim, the backboard, and then went down. Her second three of the game. And 10 points for Atkins, the first player for either team in a double-digit scoring. Now Meyer with it on the right side for Northwest. 34-15, Missouri Western's lead. Under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Tupuwata on the drive on the left side. Shot fake. Then the shot. No good. Scott with the rebound on the backside for the Griffins. Ahead to Richardson. In transition to Ndai. Layup right side. Good for Dosu Ndai. That's six for her. And it's a 36-15 lead for Missouri Western. Williams across midcourt. Kicks it out toward the right side. McConkey will chase it down. Dribbles to the wing. Now to Tupuwata, top of the key. On to the left side, McAndrews. Inside for Meyer. Meyer backs it down on the dribble. Up with the shot. Good off the glass, and Meyer draws the foul. She'll get a three-point play opportunity for Northwest. We call Kishara Scott with the foul. That's her first, and it brings us to a timeout. 36-17, the Griffins lead over Northwest Missouri State. 4:21 to play in the first half. We'll be back to St. Joseph in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Back in St. Joseph, 36-17, Missouri Western's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Tanya Meyer will have one free throw opportunity after hitting the basket and being fouled just before the timeout, and the free throw rattles out. Her first miss of the season from the free throw line. And with 4:15 to play in the first half, Missouri Western with the basketball. Down to the baseline right. It goes to Ledbetter. Ledbetter with a dribble. Up with the runner. It's off the front of the rim. Meyer with a rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Jalen Haggard. Haggard, one of three St. Joseph players on this Northwest team. Haggard wanting to work it over to the right side. Sends McConkey through, dribbles on the wing. Now the bounce pass to Meyer. Meyer on the drive, stops, eight-footer, hits the side of the backboard, then gets her own rebound. Now to Haggard, puts up a three, got it to go. Jalen Haggard with her first points of the game. Her 25th three-pointer of the season, leads Northwest in three-point field goals made. Now Missouri Western with it, a 16-point lead for the Griffins over Northwest. Anderson with a three left wing, that's off the front of the rim. Then on the block out by Zoe Hayward, Anderson falls to the floor, and Hayward will be called for her first foul. And three free throw opportunities coming up for Aaron Anderson.
Missouri Western opened up the game red hot from three-point range. Since they've cooled down, especially here in the second quarter.
First free throw just grazes the rim.
Northwest, for the most part, has stuck to a 2-3 zone tonight against Missouri Western, which they had a lot of success with against Central Oklahoma Saturday, where they kind of packed it in and dared Central Oklahoma to shoot those threes, and Central Oklahoma missed on those.
Second free throw is good for Erin Anderson. She's now 6 of 13 at the free throw line. Savannah Lentz back into the Missouri Western lineup. And that's on the season. She's 1 of 2. And her third opportunity on the way is good. She hits two of the three opportunities here. Now with 10 points, 38-20, Missouri Western's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 3:20 to go in the first half. On the left side, Hayward brings it toward the top of the key. Now to Meyer on the left wing. Meyer, one-handed pass to Hayward. Took her eye off of it. Saved inbounds by McConkey, and Hayward will pick it up. Now has it knocked away. Comes back up with it, and a foul call coming against Missouri Western. Savannah Lentz will pick it up. That'll be the first on Lentz. Fourth team foul against the Griffins. So Northwest will inbound baseline right. 3:05 to play in the first half. Haggard looking to inbound. Bobs it all the way out to Hayward between the circles. Gets a screen from Meyer. Works it over to the left side. Now to Meyer on the right side. One-handed pass by Meyer, taken away. Richardson with the steal. Excuse me, that's Anderson. Anderson with the top of the key. Her pass to the right is tipped. Will go out of bounds. It was intended for Malia Richardson, but one of the Northwest defenders got a hand on it. It goes out of bounds, and Missouri Western will inbound with 2:50 to play in the first half. 38-20, the lead for the Griffins. The inbound to Richardson on the right sideline. She'll bring it out middle of the floor. Haggard guarding her over to the left side to Anderson. Now around to Richardson on the right side. Northwest trying to mix up the man-to-man and zone defenses right now in the man-to-man. Ledbetter with it at the top of the key. Over to the right side for Scott. She'll try a drive. Layup on the right, too strong. Ledbetter the rebound. The follow is a fadeaway. And Ledbetter. Ledbetter knocks it down. Matching her season average in scoring with 4 points in this first half. 2:20 on the clock here in the second quarter. Northwest Missouri State with the ball down 40-20. Down to Meyer, cutting to the basket, up with the shot from six. No good. Rebound by Scott underneath for Missouri Western. Head to Lance on the right. Richardson top of the key, over to the left for Anderson. Anderson now between the circles for Lentz. Inside it goes to Scott. Back top of the key. Lentz with it there. On to Richardson, right wing. Skip across to Lentz, left side. Quick three on the way. Good. Savannah Lentz with her second three of the night. All of her points coming from outside the arc. 43-20, the lead for Missouri Western. 1:39 to play in the first half. Hayward picks up her dribble, gets it to McConkie on the right side. Down to the baseline, now backs it out on the perimeter. Lobs it up to Hayward between the circles. Hayward will go on a drive. Bumped as she tried to go up with the shot. This will go on Sarah Ledbetter, and that'll be her first. Team's fifth, so two free throw opportunities. As Hayward took a pretty good shot there, trying to go by Sarah Ledbetter. That's probably twice, maybe a little bit more than twice her size.
That time the ball went rolling over to Missouri Western head coach Rob Edmison. And there for a while, wasn't sure he's going to give the ball back to the officials as he wanted to get his say in with one of those officials. And he's still a little bit upset with that last call.
Definitely one of the most entertaining on the sideline in the MIAA. The first free throw goes for Zoe Hayward.
They're pretty well behaved so far tonight.
Kehlani Ma'aba back into the ball game for Northwest.
Well, we do have a long way to go on this one.
That's right. 1:22 to play in the first half. The second free throw by Hayward is good. So she knocks them both down. We'll head to the sideline with Mallory McAndrews coming back in the ball game. 43-22, the Missouri Western lead. Griffin's also with the basketball. Richardson across midcourt with it. Over left side for Lynn. Now to Richardson. On the right side for Atkins. Down low. Pass goes to Ledbetter. And as she tries to drive toward the baseline, draws the foul on Kehlani Ma'aba. That'll be the first on Ma'aba. And a couple of free throw opportunities coming up for Sarah Ledbetter, who's 7 of 14 at the line this season for the Griffins. And her first one here rattles out. Second opportunity for Ledbetter. And that one is up. And also no good. The rebound tipped and controlled by Atkins for Missouri Western. So offensive rebound on a missed free throw for the Griffins. And Richardson works the left side of the floor. Now top of the key for Ledbetter. Inside, nice look to Scott. And Scott fouled. Nope, they're going to call her for the travel before she got bumped. So Northwest will get the basketball back with 52 seconds to play in the first half. Haggard up the floor against Richardson. Now gets a screen from Tupuwata to the top of the key. Over to the left side, McAndrews. McAndrews up top, trying to dribble to the right, leaves it out for Haggard. Haggard to the left side of the lane. The runner is blocked away by Scott. Scott will outlet it to Richardson. In transition, over to the left side, Lentz. Layup off the glass, and good for Savannah Lentz. That's eight for Lentz, double her season average. And we got 19 seconds to play in the first half. 45-22, the lead for Missouri Western. Haggard with the dribble, over to the left side of the floor. Now with eight on the clock, gets the screen from Tupuwata, over to the right for McAndrews. McAndrews gets the screen. Brings it left side, kick to Ma'aba, bobbles the ball, and that'll be it. The end of the first half, 45-22, Missouri Western with the lead over Northwest Missouri State in the women's matchup of this rivalry doubleheader tonight from St. Joseph. We'll be back with more after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Over Northwest Missouri State women. John, to start this ball game, Missouri Western hit four of their first 6 3-point opportunities, and it really never got any easier for Northwest from there.
Yeah, Northwest had a tough time coming back after that. They were down 23-7 at the end of the first quarter. And throughout much of the second quarter, played the Missouri Western fully close, but Western was hoping to run there at the end of the quarter, open things up just a little bit. And one of the things Missouri Western has done that tonight, they've done throughout the season, forced turnovers. Northwest with 11 turnovers in the first half, and Western doing a very good job converting those over into points as well, and really running the transition game and getting those points coming in after early on knocking down from 3-point range. It's been a tough combination for Northwest to get back in this ballgame from.
Our halftime score, 45-22, Missouri Western with the lead. When we come back, we'll hear from Austin Meyer, associate head coach for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. We'll do that right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at HomeBySonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olander of Mount City.
Missouri Western with the lead, 45-22 over Northwest Missouri State. The two men's teams will meet up a little bit later on here at the Looney Complex, and joining us now is Northwest men's associate head coach Austin Meyer. And Austin, I know last week everybody wanted to talk about that game against Northeastern State and the offensive output and the three-pointers and Justin's performance and everything like that, but I have a feeling, especially in that game, you guys as a coaching staff were probably even more proud of the team stepping up the defensive effort.
Yeah, absolutely, and we had talked about it leading into that game. We just want to get better defensively and be more active, be in gaps, just be more engaged across the board. And we did a great job of that. And it showed right away early on. We were really locked in. We were flying around. We were guarding the ball. We were in help spots. We were getting deflections. And, you know, what we told them, too, is that stuff carries over. When you're in the game defensively and you're everybody's locked in, you don't just randomly make shots. It's a reflection of that and being into it and ready to go. And it's Obviously, we probably won't make shots at that level every night because we shot at a high level. But usually, if you're into the game, engaged defensively, you got a better chance of shooting on the offensive end.
But, you know, when you look at that that first half of that ball game, boy, it was just so much fun. And it's got to be important to be able to say to your team, see, you can play that good of offense while still playing hard on the defensive end.
Exactly. We don't want it to be, you know, we're making shots on one end so we can relax a little defensively. If we're playing well on both sides of the floor, we're a pretty dangerous team. And you know, in Central Oak, we played really well defensively the first half, you know, holding them to 12 points. It was kind of similar. We weren't as sharp offensively, but we still built a lead because of our defense. And then second half, we kind of let up a little bit defensively. So we're still looking for that 40-minute defensive effort. Hopefully we'll get it tonight.
I know there's a lot of talk on the offensive side that sometimes it's hard to find consistency offensively. Is it kind of the same with defense, to find consistent play on the defensive end?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I think, you know, Xavier Kurtz has probably been number one consistent defensively for us. Just his energy. He's kind of that spark defensively. Chris has been really good, and part of Chris is he needs to be engaged, because then he goes next level defensively. Just with his length and athleticism, that maybe somebody gets beat and he has to help on a drive, where if he helps, he can still recover and block a shot or contest a shot, where some guys that may not be as athletic and long can't get away with that. So if he's engaged along with his athleticism and length, he's really, really good. And then Ryan Hawkins has been great for us off the bench, defensively getting rips on drives, you know, not when his man drives, but when other guys drive in gaps, getting rips that we work on every single day. Joey Wittes has been a guy that has consistently gotten better every day. You know, he came in and it wasn't great moving his feet. He's gotten better, and he's done a really good job of late. So, and then Justin, you know, we talk about with Justin, he gets all the offensive accolades and everything, but he is a very underrated defender, and he makes our whole defense go, and a lot of people just see on the ball, but what he's doing on the backside, help side, when there's rotations and he's got to play two guys, just his knack for the ball and being in the right spot, I mean, he makes our defense really good.
It seemed like one of the things that really was an emphasis, and I don't know if it was intentional or not, but just getting the hand on the basketball, the guy with the possession, just not even necessarily stealing it, but just being annoying
yep.
with that guy.
Yeah, we worked a lot of that hand above the ball. We do it in our closeout drills every day in practice. Just simple things, you know, and this is a team tonight that runs some motion where if you can get in, you know, disrupt the timing of the guy with the ball, put a hand in his face and take away. If a guy pops open for 2 seconds and you don't have a hand up, I mean, they can make a pass. Where if a guy pops open, you have a breakdown on the backside, well, now you have ball pressure, you get a deflection, it takes away everything the other team's trying to run. So ball pressure is really, really big, taking away timing. Like I said, that's going to be big tonight.
And when you talk about this Missouri Western team, who are the guys to kind of look out for tonight?
Cole Clearman, you know, he's a senior, four-year player for him. He's going to come off a lot of screens. Shoots the ball at an extremely high level. Seth Boniface, their second leading scorer, also a four-year guy, post player, their five-man. So they're going to look to run Cole off a lot of screens, look to go inside to Boniface. They're a team that, you know, doesn't have a great get-paint guy, we would call. Last year, Aaron Emanuel, who graduated for them, he didn't shoot it very well, but he was a guy that was pretty athletic, could handle it, could get paint, put pressure on defenses, where they struggle at times to do that. So we just got to be really solid defensively and not gamble, get back in transition, because they want to try to get things easily in transition, open shots, where if we can get back, get our half-court defense set, and just be solid, like you talked about, guard the ball, have hands in their face, eliminate their ability to get open shots.
All right, Austin, get one tonight.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's associate head coach. They'll match up with Missouri Western a little bit later on this evening. When we come back, we'll look at some of the first half stats with the Missouri Western women leading Northwest 45-22. We're back right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. House & Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhousedandco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
We're back in St. Joseph at halftime of the women's matchup. Northwest Missouri State trailing Missouri Western 45-22. Look at some of the individual statistics for Northwest. 4 points from Tanya Meyer. She is the leading scorer. She also has 4 rebounds to lead the Bearcats. I should say Mia Stillman actually leads the team in scoring. She did hit a three-pointer in the first half and had 5 first-half points. 3 points apiece for Jalen Haggard, along with Mallory McAndrews and Kylie Coleman, each of them going 1 of 1 from three-point range. Northwest is a team 4 of 8 from outside the arc in the first half. A couple of points apiece for Mallory McConkey and Zoe Hayward as well. On the other side for Missouri Western, 10 points apiece for Erin Anderson and Brittany Atkins leading the way for the Griffins. 8 points out of Savannah Lentz coming off the bench for the Griffins as well. But Northwest Missouri State trailing the Missouri Western women 45-22 at the half. We'll be back with second half action right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in St. Joseph, just about ready to start the second half of the women's matchup of this rivalry doubleheader between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western. The two teams will be back in action Sunday in Warrensburg, a Sunday afternoon doubleheader. at the University of Central Missouri for Northwest Missouri State. Missouri Western will have the ball to start the second half. Both teams back to their starting fives from the beginning of the ball game to start out this second half. And an inbound coming from Jesse Davies for Missouri Western to get this second half underway. Malia Richardson runs the point for the Griffins. She'll bring it across midcourt and be met by Mallory McAndrews. Over to the right side, Anderson on the wing. Now top of the key, Davies. Over to the left side, Atkins. Atkins to the top of the key, Anderson. Looks for Richardson, gets it to her right wing. Now underneath, open, Atkins up with a shot, no good. Got her own rebound, the follow won't go. And got it back again, this time trying to get out of trouble. A held ball call, and a possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State.
Northwest could really use a better start to this third quarter than what they did in the first quarter. They really dug themselves into a deep hole and still trying to fight out of that.
Missouri Western really has tried to apply a lot of pressure to Jalen Haggard running the point, and it's been mainly Malia Richardson all the way up and down the floor. Now a pass ahead to McConkie, a drive, a layup on the right, good for Mallory McConkie. That's four for McConkie, 45-24, Northwest with the first points of the second half. Now Atkins on the right side, looks inside, the ball knocked away from Ndai, taken by Ma'aba, who gets the outlet to Haggard. Haggard between the circles, gets a screen from Ma'aba. Now top of the key, Ma'aba goes on the drive down the left side of the lane, spins, up with the wild shot, no good, rebound underneath for no two and die. The outlet ahead to Richardson. Skip over to the right side, Atkins on the wing. She'll drive with it, take it up on the left side, and it's good. Brittany Atkins with 12 points. She leads all scorers. And it's a 47-24 game. Missouri Western with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Haggard goes on a drive. Nice screen by Ma'aba, but the layup no good. And then on the rebound, Meyer came down with it one-handed. And she had to. The other hand was being held down by Jesse Davies. That's going to be the third foul on Davies. First foul of this second half against either team. Inbound coming for Northwest. Baseline right. Lobbed into McAndrews over on the left side. She'll back it out. Now between the circles for Haggard. Gets a screen from Meyer. Gets to Meyer, top of the key, fakes on the three, goes on the drive, shot in the right side, blocked away by Davies, picked up by Meyer. Meyer will dribble out to the right wing now, give it up for McAndrews between the circles, left side Haggard. Haggard looks in at Meyer, posting up, who's calling for the ball, doesn't get it to her, pass to the right, picked up by McConkie. Six on the shot clock, McConkie on the drive, tries to go up with a shot, but a foul before McConkie takes that shot attempt. They call it on Aaron Anderson. That's two on her, two on the Griffins in this third quarter. And Haggard to inbound on the baseline right. Into McConkie, left side. Thought about a drive, cut off, brings it to Meyer, top of the key. Now Meyer launches a three. That's good. Tanya Meyer knocks it down. 15th three-pointer of the season. She has 7 points tonight. 47-27, Missouri Western with the lead in the basketball. Over to the right side on the wing is Anderson. Now to Richardson, who will dribble it to the right wing, hand it off for Anderson. Inside it goes to Ndai. Nice spin move up with the hook shot with the left hand, and it's good for Dosu Ndai. 8 points for her, matching her season average. 49-27, the lead for Missouri Western. Haggard with it at the top of the key. On to the left side, McAndrews. Down toward the baseline, bounce passed into Ma'aba. She's double-teamed, goes to the floor, kicks it out to McAndrews. Now to Meyer at the top of the key. She drives with it up with the underhanded shot. Outside the lane right, no good. And a rebound to Missouri Western. Richardson over to Anderson. Shot blocked away by McConkie, but the rebound and follow good for Aaron Anderson. She's got 12. 51-27 the lead for Missouri Western. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Inside 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Haggard fakes on a three. Gives it up for McAndrews. Right sideline. She'll bring it back out to Haggard, middle of the floor. And another call away from the ball. We've had a lot of those tonight in this matchup. It's Tanya Meyer called for her second. First team foul against Northwest. Mia Stillman back in the game for Northwest. Kishara Scott checks in for Missouri Western along with Sarah Ledbetter.
Well, there's been an awful lot of pushing and shoving going on inside. The fish have been watching that pretty close, especially from the second quarter on. But we're not going to get away with it inside too much tonight.
6:40 to play in the third quarter. 51-27, Missouri Western's lead. Ledbetter with it at the top of the key. On to the left side. Gets it for Atkins. Now to Ledbetter, cutting to the basket. Lost the handle on the ball. Loose in the lane, and we'll have a held ball here. Mia Stillman has a Missouri Western Griffin on either side of her with a hold of the basketball. And a possession arrow will give it to Missouri Western. So they'll inbound underneath the basket on the baseline left. They'll have 12 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Inbound over to the left side. Gets it to Atkins. Driving the baseline. Shot off the glass. Good for Brittany Atkins. 14 for Atkins. A half a point under her season average. And it's 53-27. Missouri Western leading Northwest Missouri State. Top of the key. Stillman open. Takes a three and banks another one. Stillman with her second three of the night has banked both of them. That doubles her three-point total on the season. 53-30 the lead for Missouri Western. Anderson to the top of the key, Ledbetter. Over to the right side for Scott. Scott gets the screen from Ledbetter. Drive down the left side of the lane. Wild shot, but a foul. We'll center to the line for two. Maria Dentlinger, seeing her first action of the game here in this third quarter. It's her first foul, and two free throw attempts coming up for Kashara Scott. Her first one, no good. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Second free throw, no good as well, and a foul on the rebound against Ledbetter. That's her second. 13 foul against the Griffins, and now Northwest with it as Mia Stillman has it knocked away from behind. Missouri Western up with another turnover. And Richardson will dribble with it between the circles. Works it over to the right side of the floor, now between the circles to Kashara Scott. On to the left side in the corner for Atkins. Wanting to drive, cut off by McConkie. Inside Ledbetter, hook shot, good. Sarah Ledbetter with 6 points. 55-30, Missouri Western's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 5:12 to play in the third quarter. Haggard with it at the top of the key. Moving toward the right side. They get a screen from Stillman. Now it fires the dribble. Needs to get rid of it, does to the right. McConkie will launch a three from there. In and out, no good. Ledbetter the rebound for the Griffins. Outlet goes ahead to Richardson. Kick out left side, Anderson. She'll try a drive through the lane. The runner off the glass, no good. Ledbetter the rebound. The follow is a fadeaway, and she knocks it down. Eight for Ledbetter. 57-30. Missouri Western on top. Haggard across the timeline with the dribble for Northwest. Gets a screen from Dentlinger and Stillman. Now to Stillman at the top of the key. On to the left for McAndrews. She'll bring it to the free throw line with the dribble. Back it out between the circles. Now on a backdoor cut to Haggard. Haggard up with the shot. A foul call coming up, and it's going to be a block. Aaron Anderson tried to set up to take the charge, but instead is called for her third. And two free throw opportunities coming up for Jalen Haggard after a timeout. 57-30, the lead for Missouri Western over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
The Central High School product hits the first of two free throw attempts. And a second one is on the way, and that one rattles out. Ledbetter with the rebound for the Griffins. Outlet to Richardson. 57-31, Missouri Western's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 4:10 to play in the third quarter. Richardson dribbling with it on the left side to the high post for Ledbetter. Hands it off for Atkins. Atkins up with a shot. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Scott, but McConkie will chase it down for Northwest Missouri State. Haggard across midcourt, works it over to the left side. Now to Meyer between the circles. On to the right for McConkie. McConkie with a bounce pass to McAndrews on the backdoor cut, and she is fouled by Savannah Lentz. That'll be the second on Lentz. 15 foul against the Griffins, so Mallory McAndrews will get a couple of opportunities at the free throw line for Northwest.
McAndrews came up limping just a little bit after hitting the four pretty hard there.
She's 4 of 5 at the free throw line on the season. And her first one here spins in. Macy Williams into the ballgame for Northwest. Jalen Haggard to the sideline. And the second free throw for McAndrews, good. So she hits both on this trip. 5 points in the ballgame for Mallory McAndrews. She'll head to the sideline with Kylie Coleman checking into the lineup for the Cats. 3:43 to play in the third quarter. 57-33, the lead for Missouri Western. Richardson across midcourt, working it over to the right side. Out between the circles. Goes to Scott. Knocked out of her hands by Tupuwata, but picked up by Scott. On to the left for Lentz. Richardson between the circles. Over to the right side, Atkins. Atkins bumped as she tried to drive. And this will be the second foul on Mele Tupuwata. The third team foul against Northwest. And into the ball game, Mania Timpson checks in for Malia Richardson. And an inbound coming for the Griffins with 3:20 to play in the third quarter. Inbound out to Timpson. She'll run the point, working against Macy Williams to Ledbetter at the top of the key. Over to the left side for Lentz. Gets a screen from Ledbetter. Looks at the pick and roll. Not there. Now between the circles for Timpson. Timpson over to the right side. Hands it for Scott. Scott with the crossover down the lane. Up with the shot. No good. Rebound by Meyer on the backside for Northwest. Outlet will go to Macy Williams. She brings it across midcourt. Crossover, top of the key. Now gives it up for Tupuwata. She'll drive down the left side of the lane. Stop jumper from six off the back of the rim. Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. Gets it out to Macy Williams. Williams dribbling on the right toward the baseline. Kick to the left side in the corner. McConkie takes a three. It's off the back of the rim. And this time the rebound coming down to Kashara Scott. And then a reach-in foul by Macy Williams. I think Williams may have committed that foul on purpose because Meyer went down trying to go for that rebound and was a little slow getting up and didn't want to see a 5-on-4 situation for Missouri Western. It's her second team's fourth, 57-33, Missouri Western's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Over to the right side, Lentz with it on the wing. Looked inside, wanted to go to Ndai, but Ndai went toward the high post, so Mia Steelman gets the steal. And Macy Williams now with it for Northwest to the top of the key. Crosses over, goes down the lane with it. Gets it up to Kylie Coleman. Coleman to Steelman, bobbles the ball, picked up by Lance, and then Steelman bumps into her, and that's going to be the third foul on Mia Steelman. And Savannah Lance will go to the free throw line to shoot two, with that the 15th foul of the third quarter for Northwest. Lentz, 3 of 4 at the free throw line this season for the Griffins. Kehlani Maiava getting set to check back into the game along with Mallory McAndrews for Northwest. As the first free throw goes for Lentz.
Along with McAndrews.
We mentioned Jalen Haggard, the St. Joe Central product. Well, Mallory McAndrews, a St. Joe Benton product, along with Mia Stillman. As the second free throw goes for Lentz as well, she's into double-digit scoring with 10. 59-33, Western's lead. Williams to Meyer at the top of the key. Meyer down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out right side for Williams. Down to the baseline. Up with the runner. Too hard off the glass. Rebound underneath. Saved inbounds by Indi. Right to Timpson. Across midcourt with the dribble in transition. Work it over to the right side for Atkins on the wing. Atkins, one dribble. Now we'll put up a three. That one too strong. Meyer the rebound for Northwest. After about the first 3 or 4 minutes of this game, Western has come back down to earth in terms of shooting threes. They hit four of their first six attempts. And now a hand check foul called on Mania Timpson. That's her first, and it's going to give Macy Williams an opportunity at two at the free throw line.
Sorry, Western now total just 7 of 14 from a three-point range.
And the first free throw good for Williams. Second free throw is also good. Williams hits both. The first 2 points of the game for her, and it's a 59-35 lead for Missouri Western. Griffin's also with the basketball. Lentz to the top of the key for Davies. Out to the right side. Now back to Lentz. Top of the key three off the front of the rim. And then on the rebound, Brittany Atkins goes over the back and is called for her first foul with 1:04 to play in the third quarter. And Northwest will get a couple more free throw opportunities as Mallory McAndrews will step back to the line. McAndrews hit a couple just a few moments ago. We'll have two more opportunities here. And the first one is good. 6 points for Mallory McAndrews. 59-36, Missouri Western leading Northwest Missouri State. Second free throw, also good. Now 7 for McAndrews. 1:02 to play in the third quarter. Missouri Western with the basketball, leading it 59-37. On the right side, Timpson. Top of the key, a three on the way from Davies, and it's good. Jessie Davies with her second three-pointer of the game. All of her points coming from outside the arc. And it's a 62-37 lead for the Griffins. Williams to Meyer, top of the key. Long three by Meyer. That's off the back of the rim. Maiava the rebound. Spins up with a shot. Partially blocked away by Indi. It goes out of bounds underneath. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. Macy Williams will inbound with 32 seconds to play in the quarter. Inbound to the right side. McAndrews gets a screen from Maiava. Now into the lane, up with the runner, and it's no good. Rebound tip. Meyer controls it and hits the follow. 9 for Tanya Meyer, 62-39. Missouri Western with the lead in the basketball. 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. Simpson will hold it for the last shot. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. And now it hits 5. She works it over to the left side and then pushes off, working against Macy Williams. So the second foul against Mania Timpson. And an inbound coming for Northwest with 2 seconds to play in the third quarter. Kylie Coleman will inbound. Nope, now Tanya Meyer will step out and inbound it. Inbound from Meyer. Into the front court for Macy Williams. Couple of dribbles. Gets it to McAndrews. Can't get the shot off in time. And at the end of the third quarter, 62-39, Missouri Western's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back to St. Joseph after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon.
representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
And Missouri Western women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State as we start the fourth quarter. Northwest with the ball to start the quarter. They're working right to left in this second half. Haggard back in there at the point. Up to Kylie Coleman on the left side. Coleman on the drive. Now kicks it out to the right side, and they're going to call a push against Mahaba. I don't think Mahaba pushed. She stepped on the foot of Manaya Timpson, and Timpson, when she tried to run away, fell down. It looked like a push,
yeah.
But Mahaba, nonetheless, gets called for her second foul.
Tough night offensively for Northwest, shooting just under 28%, 11 of 40 overall, and one day you have credit to Missouri Western playing very tough, aggressive defense, and Northwest not getting very many good shots off.
Griffin's with it at the high post. It's Ledbetter. Ledbetter steps back, takes a three. That one's no good. A long two. And the rebound to Tanya Meyer for Northwest Missouri State. My guess is we've seen the last of Malia Richardson as well, battling that ankle injury and the big lead for the Griffins. Kylie Coleman on the drive. The runner blocked away by Ledbetter, who picks up the rebound. And now gets the outlet to Timpson. Timpson looks over to her head coach, Rob Edmison. Gets the play call. Works it right side for Anderson on the wing. Gets the screen. Brings it top of the key. Now to the left for Lentz. Lentz with a couple of dribbles, up with a runner just inside the arc. It's short, goes out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State gets it back with 8:52 to play. Mallory McConkey back into the game for the Cats. And the inbound comes to Jalen Haggard, who will work against Manaya Timpson up the floor. Timpson nowhere near as intimidating defensively as Malia Richardson. Haggard with it on the right side. Now gives it up for McConkey. Right side Haggard. A three on the way off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Aaron Anderson for Missouri Western. Anderson on the run out to the right side. An 18-footer on the way off the back of the rim from Davies. Haggard with the long rebound. Doesn't have numbers. Slows it up on the right side. And now away from the ball. Another foul call. I'm going to say this is probably the most away-from-the-ball foul we have seen in a game, maybe ever.
Yeah, just no flow to this game because of that. Again, there's some fouls going on inside, but they're just every little touch foul inside is getting whistled tonight.
Conkey takes the inbound and then hits the jumper in the lane on the right side. 6 for Mallory McConkey, matching her season average, 62-41. Missouri Western with the lead in the basketball. Just over 8 minutes to play. On to the left side it goes for Anderson. Works it over to the right side, Lentz. Now onto the wing, Timpson. Timpson back to Lentz between the circles. Gets a screen. Dribbling on the left side. Kicks it into the corner for Scott. Scott will drive with it. Her pass knocked away by Mahaba and picked up by Tanya Meyer. Nice defensive effort there by Kehlani Mahaba. And Meyer dribbles across midcourt, had it knocked away, and now into the backcourt. So a backcourt violation called against Northwest. We'll give it right back to Missouri Western. As Dosu and Dye checks back in, taking the place of Sarah Ledbetter. And we've got a timeout for Northwest. 7:37 to go, 62-41. Missouri Western's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller Brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com.
On the right wing, Lentz looks inside, gets it to Indy. Now a kick out left, Anderson with the three. That's short. Rebound Scott. Her follow off the glass is good. Shara Scott with 4 points. 64-41, Missouri Western's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 7:10 to go. Haggard with it on the left side, gets a screen from Meyer, goes on the drive, round a defender, shot no good, and the rebound for Missouri Western. Stinson runs the point, gets it ahead into the left corner, Lentz takes a three from there, too strong on the rebound, Haggard on the backside, about 10 feet from the bucket, pulls it down and will dribble it into the front court for Northwest. Between the circles, gets it to Meyer. Meyer at the top of the key with it. Works it onto the right with a couple of dribbles. Now to Haggard. Haggard will use a screen from Meyer. Now bounce pass down low to Ma'aba. Ma'aba with the shot blocked away by Indy. Out to McAndrews. Four on the shot clock. McAndrews to McConkey. Three on the way. It's short in the shot clock violation against Northwest. With 6:21 to go, and Mia Stillman will check back in for the Bearcats.
Missouri Western defense just very tough. Northwest having a tough time getting shots off, and sometimes when they do, really not in good position to get those to go down.
6:15 to go. Missouri Western ahead, 64-41. On the right side on the wing is Indy. To Scott at the top of the key. Looks to go underneath. Gets it to Indy. Now across court to Scott. Nice layup on the give and go. It's Kasharo Scott with 6 points. And it's the 66-41 lead for Missouri Western. Haggard across midcourt. Gets a screen from Meyer. Dribbles on the right wing with it. Down toward the baseline. Now spins. Gets it out to Stillman, right wing. Stillman to McAndrews. McAndrews with a bounce pass into Meyer. Knocked away. And we'll have a held ball with the possession arrow, giving it to Missouri Western. Macy Williams checking back in for Northwest. Jalen Haggard goes to the sideline for Coach Scheel. And Western will have possession. Up by 25. Cross midcourt comes Timpson. Onto the right side, Anderson. Anderson into Indy. Dribble into the paint. Guarded closely by Meyer. Will kick it out. Scott, top of the key. Back into Indy. Indy with a spin move. Shot off the glass is good for no two. Indy. She's into double digit scoring with 10. Now four players for Missouri Western have scored double digits tonight. Williams over to Meyer on the right side. Gives it for McAndrews. Out to Stillman. Over to the left for Williams. Williams fires it inside for Meyer. A foul from behind on Kasharo Scott. That'll be her second. Team second here in the fourth quarter. 4:58 on the clock. 68-41. The lead for Missouri Western over Northwest Missouri State. And we have a timeout. We'll be back to St. Joseph in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Northwest with the basketball out of the timeout. A quick bucket by Tanya Meyer. And it's a 68-43 game. Missouri Western with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Meyer, the first Bearcat into double-digit scoring tonight. 4:43 to play in this one. Savannah Lentz works it over to the right side for Jesse Davies. Now into the high post, in die to Davies on the give and go. Shot blocked away by Stillman, and the rebound to Northwest. Macy Williams pushes it up the left side of the floor. Out to the top of the key for Meyer. Meyer now between the circles. Williams. She'll get a screen from Meyer. Over to the left side. Stops. Jumper from 15. Good for Macy Williams. Williams with 4 points tonight, 68-45. Missouri Western with the lead in the basketball, 4:10 to go. Timpson, guarded by Williams, works it to the right side for Anderson. Anderson gets a screen, into the lane she goes. Shot knocked away, but a foul. We'll send Anderson to the free throw line to shoot two. One on Mallory McConkie. That's the first on McConkie. Second against Northwest in this fourth quarter, and Aaron Anderson, who is 2 of 3 at the free throw line, back there for two more. Her three attempts came on one trip. So she hits the first one here in the first half. She took a three, and then on the block out, she fell down and got to go to the free throw line. Second free throw is good, so Anderson hits them both on this trip. 70-45, the lead for Missouri Western. And Northwest Missouri State with the basketball as we're inside 4 minutes to play. Across midcourt, Macy Williams has it knocked away. Malia Richardson, kind of surprised to see Richardson back in the ball game, but she knocks it away from Williams and out of bounds.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Coach Emerson is wanting to accomplish having her out there right now with, again, Missouri Western up by substantial margin, and they get playing with an injury. They should be better just to rest a little bit on the sideline.
Left side, McAndrews with it. Looks inside to Meyer. Meyer with the spin move. Shot fake. Shot no good. Rebound on the backside for Missouri Western as Anderson comes out of there with it. Over to left, Richardson. Back out to Anderson on the wing. Top of the key, Davies. All over the right side. Tried to get it to Richardson, but Mia Stillman gets her hand on the basketball. And in for Missouri Western. Zariah Pulava, the other from New Zealand on this Missouri Western roster. Inbound comes to Anderson with 3:24 to go. Top of the key, Davies. Davies will hand it off for Lentz. She's at the top of the key with it. Now works it over to the right side, Davies. To Anderson. Inside he goes, Pulava. Pulava spins. Left-handed shot, no good. Rebound tipped around. And we'll have a held ball with Northwest Missouri State gaining possession. So the Cats will have it, trailing 70-45 with 3:06 to play in this one. And Mania Timpson back in for Missouri Western. Mele Tupuwata back in for Northwest Missouri State. And full court pressure here from Missouri Western. up by 25. Macy Williams takes the inbound, brings it across midcourt. And now dribbles down the right side of the lane, takes it to the hole, and the layup good for Macy Williams. That's six for Williams, 70-47. Western with the lead in the basketball. Simpson with it to the top of the key, over to Lentz. Now to Davies, right sideline. Davies with one dribble. Gets it back out to Lentz between the circles. Now onto the left side, Richardson. To Davies, top of the key, a three on the way. It's off the front of the rim. Long rebound chased down by Savannah Lentz. Under 2.5 minutes to play, 70-47, Missouri Western's lead. Touch pass goes inside to Pulava, who puts up the shot, no good. And the rebound for Tupuwata for Northwest Missouri State. Macy Williams with it on the right side for the Bearcats. Goes on the drive, kick out pass right for McConkie. Head fake, then a drive, cut off, kicks it back out to Williams, right wing. Williams gets a screen from Tupuwata. Over to the left side in the corner, Stillman, a three on the way, in and out, won't go. Rebound for Davies, outlet to Richardson. Under 2 minutes to play. Richardson will take it all the way the other way and draw a foul on Macy Williams. Williams trying to set up to take the charge, but instead will create a three-point play opportunity for Malia Richardson. Third foul on Macy Williams. Zoe Hayward and Kylie Coleman come into the ballgame for Northwest. McConkie and McAndrews to the sideline. And Malia Richardson to the line for one. And it's good. And back into the ballgame, Kishara Scott for Missouri Western. 1:49 to go. Northwest inbound in the basketball. Down 73-47. At the top of the key, Williams over to the left side for Stillman. Stillman double dribbles with the basketball, and that'll turn it back over to Missouri Western with 1:36 to play. So Western will have it. They're going to move to 8-1 on the season, 3-0 in the MIAA. Northwest will fall to 1-8 and 0-3. Over to the right side on the wing is Scott. Down the left side of the lane she goes. Her shot hits the bottom of the backboard. Rebound saved inbounds to Davies. And now to Lentz, and Zoe Hayward trying to come up and get a steal. Instead picks up her second foul. That'll be the fourth team foul. And an inbound coming for Missouri Western. Right in front of their bench. Nobody wants to step out and inbound it, though. Now Savannah Lentz will head that way. Inbound comes to Timpson out near midcourt. 1:18 to play. Timpson over to the right side. Gets it on the wing for Scott. Runner by Williams. Now to Davies. Into the corner for Timpson. And a foul away from the ball. This will go against Mia Stillman. That'll be her fourth. Also be the 15th foul against Northwest. And while we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Zariah Pulava at the free throw line hits the first of two free throw attempts. She'll get a second one with 1:07 to play. And that one is good as well. She hits both. 75-47, Missouri Western's lead over Northwest. Macy Williams brings it across midcourt with a minute to play. Now to Stillman, top of the key, over to the right side for Hayward. Hayward in the corner. Stillman takes a three. That one rattles around and out. And Tupuwata keeps it alive and gets the rebound. Now to Williams with under a minute to play. Williams between the circles. Gets a screen from Tupuwata. Goes on the drive. Collision inside. And an offensive foul called on Macy Williams. That'll be her fourth. So 42 seconds to go. Missouri Western will inbound with a 75-47 lead. Timpson between the circles with it for the Griffins. Tries to throw a pass right side. Coleman nearly stole it, but Lentz will chase down the loose ball. Top of the key, works it over to the left side. Scott with it there. Gets a screen as she goes down the right side of the lane. Layup off the glass is good for Kishara Scott. That's eight for Scott. 17 seconds to go. Macy Williams across midcourt with it for Northwest. Hands it to Coleman, now to Stillman. Over to the left side, Hayward. Hayward brings it to the top of the key, crosses over, goes on a drive, up with the shot. Doesn't go, but she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kashara Scott called for her third. And Zoe Hayward to the line where she is 2 of 2 tonight. And we'll have two more opportunities with 4 seconds to play. And the first one is good. All three of her points have come at the free throw line tonight. Her second free throw is off the left side of the rim. Long rebound chased down by Missouri Western. And Savannah Lentz will dribble out the clock. Your final score, 77-48. Missouri Western with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from St. Joseph right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
We're back in St. Joseph, where the Missouri Western women pick up the win over Northwest Missouri State, 77-48 tonight. Northwest falling to 1-8 in the season, 0-3 in the MIAA. Western to 8-1 and 3-0 in conference play, and really just a rough all-around night for the Northwest women. John.
Fell behind early, just could never get back into it. One of the things that's kind of constant when Northwest comes up on the short side, just too many turnovers, 17 turnovers for Northwest, and that resulted in 21 points for Missouri Western. Here's a stat, though, Northwest did not score 1 point off of a Missouri Western turnover today.
And your final once again, 77-48, Missouri Western with the win. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer-Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
back in St. Joseph after a win for the Missouri Western women over Northwest Missouri State, 77-48. John, you were talking about the defensive pressure, and one thing to keep in the back of your mind is with Northwest having so many true freshmen playing, I can almost guarantee none of them have experienced that kind of defensive pressure from start to finish in a ball game, no matter where they played, and that's one of the things you got to learn in this conference.
Yeah, and they're going to have to learn it quick. Going up against teams like Missouri Western, and when you say start to finish tonight, that was the case even with Missouri Western with this one well in hand into the fourth quarter. Missouri Western did not let up in that aspect, still throwing full court a lot of the time right down to the wire, and Northwest just needs to learn how to react to that just a little bit better.
This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Again, 77-48, our final. Missouri Western with the win. We'll be back with the Extra Effort Award right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in St. Joseph, 77-48, the final. The Missouri Western women with the win over Northwest Missouri State. It is time for our Extra Effort Award. And, John, looking at one of those St. Joseph products down here in St. Joe tonight.
Marilyn McAndrews ended up with 7 points, knocked down to 3 in this game, had a couple rebounds and an assist, played 31 minutes out on the floor, and just hustling all over the place and picks up her Extra Effort Award.
Tanya Meyer led the team in scoring with 11 tonight, also pulled down 11 boards. On the other side, 14 points apiece for Brittany Atkins and Aaron Anderson leading the way for Missouri Western. But the Griffins get the win over the Bearcats in the women's matchup. The two men's teams getting ready for their meeting. We'll do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri, and their homes are at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5-mile corner south of Maryville.